This morning we'll study one of the most famous psukim in the whole Torah. Tada. These are the psukim of Parashat Nitzavim. Two psukim. One of them says, "Ki haMitzvah Hazot Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Lo Nifleiti Mimcha V'Lo Rechokai." This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not too far from you, and it's not above you. Lo b'Shamayim Leimor Mi Alanu Hashamayim V'Yikachel Anu V'Yashmeinu Otav V'Nasena. And it's not in the sky that people will say, "Who will go up and get it?" So on the second pasuk, Rashi comments, and he says, "Lo b'shamayim hi, she'ilu hayta b'shamayim, hayita tzarich la'alot achareha ulelamda." Okay, now this is a very famous pasuk. People cite all the time to tell you that the Torah is not so far from us, it's not so strange, anybody can interpret it however they want. This is usually how it's interpreted. But Rashi is making two points. Number one, Rashi is answering a question that bothered many of them before Shimon. Rashi is not the only position on this. Rashi is saying, when it says, "Ki ha-mitzvah zot," what mitzvah are we talking about? There are 613 mitzvot in the Torah. Are we talking about a specific mitzvah over here? And Rashi says, indeed we are. We're talking about the specific mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How do I know this? Because Rashi ends and he says that, "Tzarich la'alot achareha ulelamda," to learn it. And so what Rashi is talking about is saying that don't think that the study of Torah is beyond you, that it's too difficult, that it's too hard, that it's too lofty, that we'll never understand it. No. It's not about Shamayim that you have to go after it. It's really down here. We can study it and we can understand it, at least to a certain extent, even down here on earth. Secondly, Rashi is saying, just notice that he's actually talking about it from the inverse perspective. He says, if it would be in Shamayim, we would have to go up and get it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. He didn't put it in Shamayim. We don't have to go up and get it. It's down here for us. You should just know, it's important to note, that this is Rashi's position, that's what this pasuk is talking about. It's also the Rambam's position, based on the Gemara in Eruvin and other Gemaras, the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, about Tanur Shel Achnai. This is the statement that Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Elazar when he rejects the idea that Rabbi Elazar is going to use a bat kol to tell him what the halacha is. And this is the standard understanding according to those Rishonim. However, there is another position, that of the Ramban, who, apropos of the time period that we're in right now, he clearly says that this is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. A person might think that it's in Shamayim to do tshuva, that it's impossible for him, that he's gone too far. But a person should know that, no, it's not b'Shamayim. It's right here, down here, b'ficha v'vavcha la'asoto, as the psukim end. It's in our hearts, and it's in our mouths to do tshuva, and anybody is capable of it. So Rashi is not the only game in town over here, but it's very, very important. Shavua tov.